This is a LibriVox recording. All LibriVox recordings are in the public domain. For more information or to volunteer, please see LibriVox.org. Recording by Hugh McGuire. Leaves of Grass by Walt Whitman. Book 25. Proud Music of the Storm. 1. Proud Music of the Storm. Blast that careers so free, whistling across the prairies. Strong hum of forest tree tops. Wind of the mountains, personified dim shapes. You hidden orchestras, you serenades of phantoms with instruments alert. Blending with nature's rhythmus, all the tongues of nations. You chords left as by vast composers, you choruses, you formless free religious dances, you from the orient, you undertone of rivers, roar of pouring cataracts, you sound from distant guns with galloping cavalry, echoes of camps with all the different bugle calls, trooping tumulus. Filling the midnight late, bending me powerless, entering my lonesome slumber chamber. Why have you seized me? 2. Come forward, O my soul, and let the rest retire. Listen, lose not, it is towards thee they tend, parting the midnight, entering my slumber chamber. For thee they sing and dance, O soul. A festival song, the duet of the bridegroom and the bride, a marriage march. With lips of love and hearts of lovers filled to the brim with love, the red flushed cheeks and perfumes, the cortege swarming, full of friendly faces young and old, to flutes clear notes and sounding harps countable. Now loud approaching drums, Victoria, seest thou in the powder smoke the banners torn but flying, the rout of the battlefield? Hearest those shouts of a conquering army? Ah, soul, the sobs of women, the wounded groaning in agony, the hiss and crackle of flames, the blackened ruins. Now airs antique and medieval fill me. I see and hear old harpers with their harps at Welsh festivals. I hear the minnesingers singing their lays of love. I hear the minstrels, gleeman troubadours of the Middle Ages. Now the great organ sounds, tremulous, while underneath, as hid footholds of the earth, on which a rising rest and leaping forth depend, all shapes of beauty, grace and strength, all hues we know, green blades of grass and warbling birds, children that gamble and play, the clouds of heaven above, the strong bass stands, and its pulsations intermits not, bathing, supporting, merging all the rest, maternity of all the rest, and with it every instrument in multitudes, the players playing all the world's musicians, the solemn hymns and masses rousing adoration, all passionate heart chants, sorrowful appeals, the measureless sweet vocalists of ages, and for their solvent setting earth's own diapason, of winds and woods and mighty ocean waves, a new composite orchestra, binder years and climes, tenfold renewer. As of the far back days the poets tell, the Paradiso, the straying thence, the separation long, but now the wandering done, the journeyman come home, and man art with nature fused again. Tutti, for earth and heaven, the almighty leader now for once is signaled with his wand. The manly strophe of the husbands of the world, and all the wives responding, the tongues of violins, I think, O tongues, ye tell this heart that cannot tell itself, this brooding, yearning heart that cannot tell itself. 3. Ah, from a little child, thou knowest, soul, how to me all sounds became music, my mother's voice in lullaby or hymn, the voice, O tender voices, memories, loving voices, last miracle of all, O dearest mothers, sisters, voices. The rain, the growing corn, the breeze among the long-leaved corn, the measured sea-surf beating on the sand, the twittering bird, the hawk's sharp scream, wild fowl's notes at night, as flying low, migrating north or south, the psalm in the country church, or mid the clustering trees, the open-air camp meeting. The fiddler in the tavern, the glee, the long-strung sailor song, the lowing cattle, bleating sheep, the crowing cock at dawn. All songs of current lands come sounding round me, the German airs of friendship, wine, and love, Irish ballads, merry jigs and dances, English warbles, chansons of France, Scotch tunes, and o'er the rest, Italia's peerless compositions. Across the stage, with pallor on her face, yet lurid passion, stalks Norma, brandishing the dagger in her hand. I see poor, crazed Lucia's eyes, unnatural gleam, her hair down her back falls loose and disheveled. I see where Irnani, walking the bridal garden, amid the scent of night roses, radiant, holding his bride by the hand, hears the infernal call, the death pledge of the horn, to crossing swords and grey hairs barred to heaven, to clear electric bass and baritone of the world, the trombone duo, Libertad forever, from Spanish chestnut trees, dense shade, by old and heavy convent walls, a wailing song, a song of lost love, the torch of youth and life quenched in despair, song of the dying swan. Fernando's heart is breaking. Awaking from her woes, last retrieved, Amina sings, copious as stars and glad as morning light, the torrents of her joy. The teeming lady comes, the lustrous orb, Venus contralto, the blooming mother, sister of loftiest gods, Alboni's self I hear. I hear those odes, symphonies, operas. I hear in the William Tell the music of an aroused and angry people. I hear Meyerbeer's Huguenots, the Prophet, or Robert Gounod's Faust, or Mozart's John Juan. I hear the dance music of all nations, the waltz, some delicious measure, lapsing, bathing me in bliss, the bolero to tinkling guitars and clattering castanets. I see religious dances old and new. I hear the sound of the Hebrew lyre. I see the crusaders marching, bearing the cross on high to the martial clang of cymbals. I hear dervishes monotonously chanting, interspersed with frantic shouts as they spin round, turning always towards Mecca. I see the rapt religious dances of the Persians and the Arabs again, Eleusis, home of Ceres. I see the modern Greeks dancing. I hear them clapping hands as they bend their bodies. I hear the metrical shuffling of their feet. I see again the wild old Corybantian dance, the performers wounding each other. I see the Roman youth to the shrill sound of the flageolets throwing and catching their weapons as they fall on their knees and rise again. I hear from the Musulman mosque the muezzin calling. I see the worshippers within, nor form nor sermon, argument nor word, but silent, strange, devout, raised, glowing heads, ecstatic faces. I hear the Egyptian harp of many strings, the primitive chants of Nile boatmen, the sacred imperial hymns of China, the delicate sounds of the king, the stricken wood and stone, or to Hindu flutes and the fretting twang of the veena. A Band of Bayaderes. 5. Now Asia, Africa, leave me. Europe seizing inflates me. To organs huge and bands I hear as from vast concourses of voices, Luther's strong hymn, Ein feste Burg ist unser Gott, Rossini's Sabbath Mater Dolorosa, or floating in some high cathedral, dim with gorgeous colored windows, the passionate Agnus Dei or Gloria in Excelsis. Composers, mighty maestros, and you, sweet singers of old lands, soprani, tenori, bassi, to you a new bard caroling in the west, obeisance sends his love. Such led to thee, old soul. All senses, shows, and objects lead to thee, but now it seems to me sound leads o'er all the rest. I hear the annual singing of the children in St. Paul's cathedrals, or under the high roof of some colossal hall, the symphonies, oratorios of Beethoven, Handel, or Haydn, the creation in billows of godhood laves me. Give me to hold all sounds, I madly struggling cry. Fill me with all the voices of the universe, endow me with their throbbings, natures also, the tempest, waters, winds, operas and chants, marches and dances, utter, pour in, for I would take them all. 6. Then I woke softly, and pausing, questioning awhile the music of my dreams, and questioning all those reminiscences, the tempest in its fury, and all the songs of sopranos and tenors, and those rapt oriental dances of religious fervor, and the sweet varied instruments, and the diapason of organs, and all the artless plaints of love and grief and death, I said to my silent, curious soul out of the bed of the slumber chamber, come, for I have found the clue I sought so long. Let us go forth refreshed amid the day, cheerfully tallying life, walking the world, the real, nourished thenceforth by our celestial dream. And I said, moreover, haply, what thou hast heard, O soul, was not the sound of winds, nor dream of raging storm, nor seahawks flapping wings, nor harsh scream, nor vocalism of sun-bright Italy, nor German organ majestic, nor vast concourse of voices, nor layers of harmonies, nor strophes of husbands and wives, nor sound of marching soldiers, nor flutes, nor harps, nor the bugle calls of camps, but to a new rhythmus fitted for thee, poems bridging the way from life to death, vaguely wafted in night air, uncaught, unwritten, which let us go forth in the bold day and right. End of book 25.